The movie Gloria Bell has the title character in every scene. She is an enthusiastic singer in the car. She loves to dance.
When the world blows up, I hope I go down dancing.
She's a doting grandmother.
It's called thrush in their mouth.
And a responsible daughter.
I've been paying my own bills for a long time now.
Gloria Bell is also divorced, working in insurance, and living in Los Angeles. This is a remake of a Chilean movie by the writer and director Sebastian Lelio. The actress Julianne Moore loved that 2013 film so much, she convinced Lelio to do this American version with her in the title role. Julianne Moore told me she was attracted to Gloria's unremarkableness.
Usually, in terms of entertainment, ordinary lives are not at the center of a movie. You know, somebody was just talking to me about how much drama there is and how much tension there is in the film. And I said, yeah, it's interesting. I said, because the tension is all very, it's ordinary. It's like, is she going to, you know, call this guy? Is she going to have another drink?
Could I have another one, please?
Absolutely.
It's not the drama that we often see, like, is that meteor going to hit
right.
the town?
Yeah, you know, it strikes me as an unremarkable story that's infrequently told. Like, there's nothing extreme or shocking about the events that are depicted in the film, but I rarely see them on screen.
Right. And yet, what is interesting to me is that Gloria has these relationships with all these different people in her lives, with her coworkers and her best friend and her mom and her children and her boyfriend. And yet the only people who see her in her entirety is the audience. So when you watch Gloria, it's as if you're experiencing your own life, because with all of us, the only person who really knows the whole of us is ourselves. So it's a very unusual experience to see a character this way, so intimately, so holistically.
Did that bring any unique challenges that you hadn't faced before?
You know, I think the thing that was most interesting about it is that there's not a single shot. I don't believe there's a single shot of the movie that Gloria is not in. And that was deliberate on Sebastian's part. So there would be times when he would make sure that he had a sliver of my face as he was shooting onto another actor. Mm-hmm. So I literally was never off the set. That was interesting. That feeling of your character penetrating every frame of the film, that was really, really unusual for me.
The movie is full of these moments, but could you single out a particular scene that you thought, I'm so glad that is finally being depicted on film?
Oh, man. My God. There is this one scene where I'm singing along to the radio, and Sebastian and I were sitting there on the set, and he's like, what should you be doing? I said, why don't I put my laundry away? Because I feel like, oh, my God, I've been putting my laundry away for as long as I've been alive.
I love that scene.
I don't think I've ever seen anybody do that in a movie.
Well, and also, it's like even when your life is in upheaval, you still have to put away the laundry.
Yeah, exactly. Nobody else is going to do it, right?
Okay, your character Gloria Bell loves to dance. And we often see Gloria going out to clubs alone rather than with a bunch of friends. And she goes out on the dance floor by herself. Do you think of her as lonely?
No, I don't. I mean, I think that what I really love about Gloria is how engaged she is in her own life and in her own relationships. You know, you watch her reach out to everyone in her life with such positivity and such mutuality.
Here comes the bride.
You look gorgeous.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah. Really? Is it not too much?
No. It's special enough for the big day, but you still look like yourself.
Yeah.
And I do think that when she goes to these clubs to dance, she means it. She's going there because she likes to dance. I don't think she actually is looking for a relationship. She ends up finding one. And in finding it, realizes that she wants it, that she wants someone to share her life with. But that's not something that she's, you know, looking for. The miracle of Gloria is that she's actually someone who's very, very present and is really living her life.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I was impressed that she could take a martini glass on a dance floor because, in my mind, that's asking for trouble. It's just going to slosh over the side.
She's had some experience, let's put it that way.
You look good.
Thanks. So do you.
Cheers.
The sex scenes in this movie are more personal and intimate than in most movies I've ever seen, and they are taking place between two very vulnerable people. I mean, one of whom recently had bariatric surgery and unvelcros the kind of corset-like device each time the two characters sleep together. I know that you've done sex scenes in other movies, but was the experience of doing it in this movie as different as it appears to the audience?
I think if a scene like this is in a movie, you're trying to communicate something to the audience about how tenuous and wonderful an intimate connection can be, particularly when people are getting to know each other. You know, in a way, what's kind of great about it is it's almost as close to documentary as you can get.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I find that the older I get and the more experience I gather as an actor and as a human being, the more I'm interested in things that are real. That's what I find most entertaining.
That's so interesting because I think so many actresses aspire to play, you know, like Blanche DuBois in Streetcar Named Desire or the lead in Hello, Dolly, these kind of grandiose, mm-hmm. over-the-top roles. It sounds like you're saying the exact opposite of that.
Yeah, that's never been my thing, you know. I feel like I'm so moved by what people don't say, what they don't do, by what you kind of can casually observe somebody doing. There's a look that where Michael Cera says to me, "Hey, Mom, what do you know about this guy? I mean, do you even know who he is?" Sebastian really wanted a look of like, you know, hey, I'm your mother, and believe me, some of the things that I've seen you do, you know. And I thought it was really interesting to me, like how much was going to be communicated in the, you know, please don't tell me what to do, but her not saying anything.
Hmm. Your character is more essential to this movie than Superman is to Superman.
I don't know about that.
Was it hard to let go of this character more than other films you've done?
You know, because for the bulk of my filmmaking career, I've had children, you know, and oftentimes they were young children. It was like, you know, you drop it the minute you go in the door. So I always found that I'm very good at separating my work from my life. But there are characters that I care about more than others. There's some characters I'm really happy to say goodbye to because I'm like, ugh, I didn't like her much, or she was getting on my nerves or something. You know, Gloria, I have so much affection for, and I think that there's a difference between toughness and resiliency. I was just talking to a group of students about this, I said, you know, people think that you have to be, that to be brave, that you have to be tough. And I'm like, you don't have to be tough. You know, tough means that you can kind of shield yourself from things that are happening. Resiliency is about allowing things to penetrate your being, to experience them, to be hurt by them, to have a reaction to them, but then moving on anyway, you know, and moving on with real positivity, you know, in a sense. And that's what Gloria does. And that's what I wanted to keep with me. I always think like, well, what would Gloria do, you know?
Still now, even long after you finish filming.
Yeah, you know, and I think she's a real role model in terms of how to engage in your life and with other human beings.
Julianne Moore, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you, Ari.
She plays the title character in Gloria Bell, which opens tomorrow.